And you're back with Annie on Solidarity Breakfast, and we've got Joshua Travaris on the line. He's from Save Collingwood Public Housing. And this is just a ongoing tune that the state government's playing, isn't it? This takeover of the public lands around the community housing towers.
That's correct. They're doing it throughout Victoria.
Yeah, it's pretty outrageous. Can you tell us a little bit about the reaction of the community at the community housing towers?
Yeah, so I'm a resident of the Collingwood Housing Estate. That's actually public housing. And the state government is going to erect two new mid-level towers on that site, 240 Wellington Street, and it's going to be social housing and affordable housing that in 10 years' time they're going to sell it off. And these two buildings are going to take all of our green space, all of the basketball court, and to facilitate the build, they're going to take the underground car park, this space in which we do a lot of community events and like the roller disco, the change play. There's a black queer gym that's in that space as well.
When did you hear about this?
Oh, we just found out maybe 3 months ago.
Right. And there's been movement, isn't there, amongst the state government to use some fast-tracking under special powers of the minister to bypass community objections. That's right, isn't it?
That's correct. So no one can really object. The council's official stance is look at other places in Collingwood or Abbotsford or in the city of Yarra, but it bypasses local council as well. And I don't know if people are aware that Collingwood on their state, or Collingwood, the whole area is 0.3 open air space.
What does that mean? Tell us what that means.
It means so the median for the rest of Melbourne is about 13-14%. So it means Collingwood has no park, there's no real spaces for people to gather and sit. And the housing estate is like Collingwood's biggest park.
Yeah, that's right. And if you look at the density of population in the Collingwood public housing, that space is absolutely vital, isn't it? Because there's lots of children. There's lots of other people there.
There's heaps of children. Yeah, and it's already considered high density on that site. So they're going to cram another about 500 people.
It's very lucrative for developers, this suburb. I mean, it's almost impossible to rent. Someone told me the other day that a person that they know is renting a terrace, get a load of this, for $800 a week.
Wow.
Oh, I know. Isn't it amazing? So, obviously, this move towards taking the space from public housing is very lucrative for the developers. And obviously there's lots of pressure on the state government to take that land. But actually, like you just said, there aren't any parks in Collingwood. They have to justify themselves when they move on this land, don't they?
They do. They did propose another park over the road, but it's like maybe 100 square metres. It's pretty small. I don't know the exact dimensions, but it's quite small.
Over time, the residents at the and others within that space have developed a whole lot of community services, and they're going to try and build. They're going to build over, like you said, things like the basketball courts and all the types of things that people have worked very hard to build so that they were supporting the community at the public housing. That's true, isn't it? Can you give us a little bit more of an understanding of what would be lost?
On Monday nights and Tuesday nights, there's a thing called Helping Kids that get the young kids being active, playing basketball and soccer on the Monday and Tuesday, so then they're not, you know, being destructive or whatever. That's on the basketball court there, but in the underground car park, which is 500 metres away, they're going to acquire that space as well. And there's, it's been used for the last 20 years as a community space. And I'm sure people listening would know Izzy Brown. Izzy Brown does a lot of stuff in that space. The change play, the roller disco. There's a gym in that space that my late father started. So there's heaps of community-owned and ran initiatives that the state government doesn't really care about. They don't really care about the community fabric, what we've been doing to, you know, better ourselves. They don't really care that we've gone through 2 years of COVID, not being able to use our green space, not being able to use the assets, then they're going to oppose this. Build on us.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I've been covering what's been going on in public housing and then this push for community housing or social housing. And, you know, that's all supposed to be so great, social housing.
It's not affordable.
No, it's not affordable. Yeah, there's a whole range of things that are problematic about social housing, but people think it's the same as public housing, which it isn't. And the state government's been actively...
winding down.
Yeah, go on, you say it.
Well, the state government is actively winding down all public housing. I think they envision it to finish in the next 30 years, and social housing is meant to be a rebranding and a reimagining of public housing, but it doesn't give people security of a home and a place to live, you know?
That's right, it doesn't. And it, you know, things like the cap on the percentage of earned money for rent is not there. The social housing people don't have to take the, you know, they can say, oh, we don't like you, so you can't be part of our crew.
That's right.
Yeah.
So how is this facilitating or capturing the people that actually need places to live, you know?
Yeah, and the thing about it is that building over the green spaces at Collingwood Public Housing exposes the importance to that side of the government of developers rather than the community.
And also another fact is that there's about 50 dwellings that are vacant at the moment on their estate.
Yeah, that's part of the winding down. And it's also part of the maintenance regimes, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, so that they can say, look, they're grotty. They're not good. They're not fit for purpose. It's not working. Yeah, exactly. It's pretty poor behaviour on the part of the government, and it's pretty obvious. You're actually calling people to come to rally on Friday, aren't you?
Every Friday we're doing an activation at 240 Wellington Street from 4 to 7. There'll be a game of basketball for people to come and join in. There'll be some sausages, some halal sausages, some vegan sausages as well, if people want to fight to eat. But we're going to be making banners this week. Then I think the week after we're going to be going up to Richard Wynn's office.
Lots of
but
things.
But we'll be there every Friday, and yeah, it'll be great if people could come down and... you know, show their support for their local residents.
You know, it's not just the public housing people who should be concerned about this. The amenities for all those people who are living in those other apartments will be deeply dented by this sort of development.
Yeah.
So you're hoping people will turn up at 240 Wellington Street, which is the part of the basketball courts, isn't it? Just down behind the towers. And it's going to be from 4 to 7. There's also a petition, isn't there?
There's a petition online, and but we'll have a physical petition there for people to come and sign. Yeah, we're just hoping to make as much noise as we can to make sure, to show the government that we're not happy about this.
Yeah.
And when I spoke to Richard Wynn the other day, he was like, oh, we've got a treaty coming out. We'll be the first in Australia to have one with our First Nations people. And I was just like, oh, man, this whole build would go against the treaty, you know? In terms of there's no community consult, they're not even talking to our First Nations brothers and sisters. So what point is a treaty when government is just going to do what they want anyway?
Yeah, this business about consult, community consultation, it's getting as bad a smell as reform.
It's a one-way conversation, and it's just so then they can tick a box saying, yeah, we had a conversation with them that we can't inject, we can't tell them how detrimental this field is going to be in this way, and we know we need more homes, but why are we choosing this place that doesn't have green space? Like, Collingwood doesn't have enough green space, so why are we choosing Collingwood when they have assets just over the road, the old police radio station?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I see, yeah. Where there's buildings, I know what you're talking about, just behind there, behind the towers.
Just over the road, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Also,
yeah.
The old gas work site.
Yeah, that's right.
They were committing to 20% of social and affordable housing there, but then it's halved. They've halved it.
You said something interesting that I haven't heard before, which is that this business about having sort of 80%, they do a build and it's a public-private partnership, and they have 80% market rate apartments. And then the 20% is supposed to be social housing. But you said that then in the future they can sell them off. That 20% sell them off. So they no longer, it's like they're no longer even social housing.
That's correct.
Oh, that's a piece of news.
And also, what did you say before? $600 a week?
No, $800.
$800 a week. Ooh. 80% of that is $560. What low income person, new Australian, has $560 to spend on rent?
It's just ridiculous. No, I know. It's just absolutely ridiculous. Only certain people are going to be allowed to live in Fitzroy.
That's correct.
And Collingwood.
Yeah, it's affordable to old money. It's affordable to new money, but it's not affordable to the people who actually need it.
Yeah, the majority. All right, so people should be down at 240 Wellington Street, 4 to 7, at on the 18th of March. That's March.
Every Friday.
Every okay.
Friday we're going to be doing something.
Yeah. All right. So we should see you down there on Friday. Thanks for talking to us, Joshua.
Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah.
Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you.